Americans have been harnessing moving water for electricity since the late 19th century, but some in the industry say a new, greener generation of hydropower is emerging, and interest is spreading up and down the Allegheny, Ohio, and Monongahela rivers. The Allegheny Front's Ann Murray has more.
Linda Church-Chiachi is the director of the National Hydropower Association. She wants to clear up a big misconception about hydroelectric projects in the United States.
When I speak, I often tell people to get the concept of Hoover Dam out of their head.
On May 29, 1935, 2 years after they had begun pouring, crews placed the last concrete in Hoover Dam. The structure neared its full height of 726 feet, far above the crest of any other dam yet built by man.
Chiachi says that compared to the mighty Hoover and its mega hydro station, most American hydroelectric projects are a drop in the bucket. Today, these smaller facilities and a few big plants crank out about 7% of our electricity. That's a fraction of the power that water supplied until the late 1940s. But Doug Hall believes the hydro industry is gearing up for a comeback. Hall, who manages the water energy program at the Department of Energy's Idaho National Lab, says the infrastructure is already in place.
It's pretty well recognized that existing dams are the low-hanging fruit for hydropower development.
Existing dams are enticing to developers because there's so many of them. Of the 79,000 dams in the United States, only 2,400 dams have hydroelectric plants. That means hydro plants can be built or expanded without putting up new dams and flooding more land, all at a time when the world is thinking about clean energy.
In the present climate that we're in, we're talking about a totally non-emitting energy source. So if we're concerned about climate change, there just are no emissions from a hydroelectric plant.
Power companies are already upgrading generators and dams in Idaho, Kentucky, and California, among other places. Jeff Benedict with the Pittsburgh District of the Army Corps of Engineers says there's interest in retrofitting dams for hydro up and down the three rivers.
I can tell you that every facility that we do not have a power station at, with the exception of one, are currently being studied by private developers. There's five available locks on the Ohio River that are being studied, four on the Allegheny River, and eight, a total of eight, on the Mon River.
Today, Benedict is visiting Lock 5 on the Allegheny.
We have hydropower on the opposite side of the river.
He points to a small power plant the size of a double-car garage. It's one of five hydro facilities that have been on the Allegheny and Ohio since the late 1980s. This power station removed about 200 feet of the dam. An intake structure guides the water into two turbines. The turbines turn generators that make electricity.
Is this pretty typical of what could be happening elsewhere on,
yes,
on the three rivers?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you have them up and down the river, you might easily be getting a cumulative total of 50 to 100 megawatts, and you start talking some significant energy.
Benedict's just talking about potential output on the Allegheny River. If all the projects on the three rivers would be built, the number would climb to about 400 extra megawatts of electricity. That would be enough energy to power about 166,000 homes. Energy aside, the Army Corps of Engineers has to make sure that new hydro stations don't interfere with the flow of the rivers. That means that proposed plants couldn't divert water when the rivers are low. Army Corps biologist Rose Riley says that water quality could also be an issue with additional hydro projects. She throws out the Allegheny River as an example.
Since the river is divided into multiple small lakes, most of the aeration in each of those lakes comes from the existing dams. So the dams re-aerate the water. All the water that goes through the turbine doesn't re-aerate, so you lose the re-aeration capacity of the dam with hydropower.
Riley says aquatic animals and plants wouldn't get as much oxygen, and the river wouldn't be able to deal as effectively with pollution. Besides that, fish could get sucked into turbines and chopped up.
Are you concerned as a biologist?
As a biologist, definitely I'm concerned.
The hydro industry says it's made strides in dealing with fish kills and water quality problems like loss of dissolved oxygen. Dave Boyders with Symbiotics Energy, one of the companies investigating the potential for hydroelectric plants in southwestern Pennsylvania and West Virginia. He says new technology and a long permitting process make this generation of hydropower greener.
When we look at the issues, both technically and as a group, we can usually identify what we can do to improve the area and make it truly an environmental benefit.
To make these projects environmentally friendly and affordable, Boyder says the industry is looking for long-term tax credits. Right now, federal subsidies are doled out a year at a time. Boyder and other developers hope the new Obama administration will keep campaign promises about funding renewable energy projects. The state of Pennsylvania wants utilities to step up their use of alternative energy, including hydropower, by 2020. In the meanwhile, Jeff Benedict with the Army Corps of Engineers has a gut feeling that at least some of the proposed plants on the Three Rivers will happen. Two projects are already in the first stage of a licensing process with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. Under the right circumstances, Benedict says more hydropower will be a good thing.
Presuming that it can be installed safely and the environmental impacts are acceptable, it's great that we get some additional use from our infrastructure.
For the Allegheny Front, this is Ann Murray.